With the second case of mad cow disease confirmed in the U.S., cattle owners are hoping that record-high beef prices will help counter that bad news. When the first case was announced 2 years ago, the futures market slipped 20%. Since then, the impact on the cattle industry has been minimal, says Chris Hurt, an agricultural economist at Purdue University.
The U.S. consumers, our beef consumers in the United States, basically did stay with their beef consumption. And we saw then a recovery in those cattle prices within a couple of months.
Despite the strong domestic market, cattle owners are concerned about international markets. Taiwan on Saturday closed its borders to U.S. beef after reopening them in April. Just last week, the U.S. was still putting pressure on larger Asian countries to resume imports.
A trade delegation has been in the United States from Japan. Secretary of Agriculture was pushing very hard to ask them to open their markets. And in fact, some people in Congress have been more or less threatening trade sanctions with the Japanese.
Economist Chris Hurt. Japanese officials say despite the second case of mad cow, talks aimed at ending its 17-month ban on U.S. beef imports will continue. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.